between the St. Martin Martins, a 4-1 winner today over Spring Hill, and the Farming Flames, a 5-0 winner this morning and afternoon over El Rosa. It is Region 15C baseball action on KASM, and Region 15C brought to you by the Greenwald Pub, El Rosa Green and Feed, Pep Support, Cabral Spring Hill, Falcon National Bank, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Cutzer Excavating in Albany, Virgil's Big Arena, right here in Farming, Kramer Lumber, True Value of Melrose, Scooters Trucking, Leo's Auto Body and Glass in Farming, Gilk Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, LLC of Richmond, Albany Mutual Telephone, Rambo Incorporated, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Albany Chrysler Center, BNS Excavating, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix over in New Munich, Sox Center and Long Prairie, Painesville, Farmers Union Co-op, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency of Painesville, Central Minnesota Realty, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Shady's Bar and Grill in Dominic, Grove Mutual Insurance in Meyer Grove, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Lake Henry Implement, the Freeport State Bank, West Central Sanitation, Trapper's Pub and Grub right here in Farming, Stony Creek Dairy, Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joseph, Kensington Insurance Agency in El Rosa and Belgrade, Albany Family Dentistry, Dominic Meats, Dairy Lund Supply of Sox Center and Ecker Feed Service in New Munich. Don Heinen joining me here in our game this evening. And Don, five games. This is our fifth game. This is our fifth game already. It's cruising, isn't it?
I can't believe we even got sunburned sitting in the press box today, but it wasn't bad.
No, it was not bad.
No, we were actually in the shade all day until about the fifth inning of the last game, probably.
Right.
We got a little bit of sun, but tonight we're looking kind of right into it. But I think it'll be good after about, a half hour?
You bet.
Maybe an hour.
Yes, Farming is putting some finishing touches on their field right now as managers Carl Leeser and Dale Schrader meeting at home plate with the umpires, and we'll get things rolling here right around 8 bell tonight. And, you know, this game, a matchup of two teams that used their ace pitchers today. If you want to look at it, St. Martin used Scott Leeser. He went all nine. Farming used Brad Mergen. He went all nine today. So it's going to be
two good performances
yeah.
for the starting pitchers, too, today. And Brad Mergen had probably one of his finest days today, kept hitters off stride, used three pitches in that game to stifle them a little bit. And I'll tell you what, he come out with a heck of a game. At
yeah.
the plate, three hits, double, single, home run. So he had himself a day. Tonight he'll be DHing for Farming, so anything can happen again.
Anything can happen is right. This is a winner's bracket game, Don.
Yes, it is.
So regardless of what they do tonight, they'll be around next weekend for play, won't
yes,
they?
Yes, they will. Yes, they will. Yep. And Richmond got defeated this afternoon, so they dropped down into that loser's bracket now, and they'll be playing El Rosa tomorrow at 1:30, and Lake Henry will start out today tomorrow's game with 11 o'clock against New Munich, who defeated Richmond. Meyer Grove at our last game of the day. Tomorrow will be Meyer Grove, and Spring Hill will be the elimination game. So will El Rosa Richmond. One team will be done.
Yeah.
Actually, two teams will be done after 6 o'clock tomorrow night, probably.
You bet. We'll lose two. We'll bring six in the next weekend. We'll have ball game here on Friday night at 8 o'clock next Friday
right.
night. So
right.
got tonight to get through. We got tomorrow three more games to play out tomorrow, and should be a lot of fun. We're entertained to some great baseball here on KASM, this Region 15C tournament.
It has been. You know, it's been low-scoring games. Nothing's been a blowout nowhere. Friday night, Lake Henry 5-4 over El Rosa. This morning, 5-0 Farming over Meyer Grove. St. Martin defeats Spring Hill 4-1. And you got New Munich beating Richmond 3-1. New Munich scored all their runs in one inning. So, pitching.
Yeah. Yeah, and absolutely. You play some good defense, and
yes,
we saw
do.
The Silver Streaks against Richmond today play some phenomenal
yes.
defense.
They did play great defense
yeah.
today. Jimmy Toole was on his game, as we should say, again today, and Jim's kind of a mainstay there, isn't he?
He really is. Really is. We saw Brad Mergen get some great defense behind him, and their 5-0 win today
right.
For Farming.
Right.
And, of course, that St. Martin game, Scott Leeser got some great defense behind him for the Martins, too.
Yes, he did. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Scott threw well. Did a nice job on the mound. Kept the hitters off stride a little bit. And had a few hits off of them, but other than that, he scattered them. And that's what you need to do.
You know, this Region 15C will send three teams to the state tournament in Maple Lake and Delano. That's coming up in two weeks. And, so two of the teams will play on the first weekend of the state tournament, and then our number one seed doesn't play for...
It's a bye.
Yeah, it gets a bye that first week. So they'll have a week off. And, you know, there's a lot of teams that are opposed to that, but they just as soon keep playing. That 2 weeks off sometimes becomes a little difficult for number one seed.
And I think it does matter a little bit, but, you know, if you're dinged up or you got players that are dinged up a little bit, it's a good thing. But other than that, I don't know, Randy, if I would like to see that week off, because if you're going in there hot, you want to keep playing.
Yeah. DASA will be the third site for this year's state tournament, too, so they'll have Maple Lake and Dassel as the main sites. Maple Lake and Delano as the main sites, with Dassel the third site in this year's state tournament. So should be a lot of fun. And then in 2020, we're going to New Ulm.
New Ulm, and I read that I think Springfield is going to be a site if they don't have, I believe New Ulm was trying to build another stadium. They have two sites there right in New Ulm, but as it looked on the website, Springfield was another site, but I'm not real positive on that. And then we started heading a little bit further south.
Yes. Yeah, like down 35W.
Yeah, down Oconia, down in that Newsville area. And
it's a lot far south.
We'll have to get our private jet for that.
That's a ways off. We've got to get through a lot of region tournaments and some state tournaments here, too. Don, you got some starting lineups for us?
I do, Randy. For the visiting team, the Farming Flames tonight, leading off, playing shortstop would be Taylor Foray. Batting second, playing second base, will be Isaac Nett. Batting third, the third baseman, Ethan Navratil. Batting fourth, the catcher tonight will be Cody Foray. Batting fifth, first baseman, Taylor Schrader. Batting sixth, the designated hitter tonight will be Brad Mergen. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Nick Mergen. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Aaron Eink. Batting ninth, center fielder, Austin Arsenault. And the pitcher tonight, number 22, will be Adam Winkles. For St. Martin, leading off and catching tonight will be Kyle Leeser. Batting second, pitching tonight will be Brian Schlungen. Batting third, the second baseman, Nathan Schlungen. Batting fourth, the shortstop tonight will be Dan Sargent. Batting fifth, center fielder, Matthew Schlungen. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Scott Schlungen. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Scott Leeser. Batting eighth, the left fielder, Jalen Arsenault. And batting ninth, the right fielder, Michael Schlungen.
There you go. Your starting lineups, courtesy of Don Heinen here on KASM. Don, you're a member of the State Amateur Baseball Hall of Fame, and their annual induction coming up in the middle of September, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Randy. And there's five new inductees going into the Hall of Fame this year, and one local, Dave Henkelmeyer from the Cold Spring Springers, or Cold Spring area, I should say. And I don't know Dave personally, but I heard a lot about him, and it sounds like it's well-deserved.
You bet. We're going to get our national anthem here at Schlaefer Brothers Field in Farming, so we're going to take a two-minute timeout on KASM.
Dairyland Supply is Central Minnesota's new and used farm equipment dealership located in Sauk Center. We specialize in various types of manure handling, TMR feed mixers, and much more suited for today's farmers. Give us a call at 800-338-6455 for your equipment, parts, and service needs. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Dairyland Supply Sauk Center is looking for a service technician. Contact Gordon Barton or phone 320-352-3987 for details.
For some of the very best food in the area, make the Greenwald Pub your stop. Evening specials and daily noon specials. They also do catering and will deliver to your location, or you can pick up what you need. Phone ahead for your events. They rent out tables and chairs too. Phone 987-3100. Wishing all the best to the area teams from the gang at the Greenwald Pub in Greenwald. New Munich Meats is your place for all your custom slaughtering for beef and pork. They will get your meat cut up to your liking and have it ready for pickup. Summer grilling season is here, and they have the best brats in the area ready for the grill. Choose from wild rice, mushroom and Swiss, Philly cheesesteak brats, beer brats, whiskey peppercorn, and many more. Stop in and pick up meat from the showcase or to fill the freezer. For all your meats, phone New Munich Meats at 837-5214. Good luck to all the team from New Munich Meats.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
All right. Welcome back to Schlaper Brothers Field in Farming. As we are just about set for baseball tonight. We have that sun that's shining right in the announcer's eyes. So if Don all of a sudden comes up talking really messed up, it's because he's got the sun in his eyes.
Well, it don't take the sun for me to mess up.
Isn't there a song like that? Don't let sun get in my eyes or something like that.
Yeah.
Or the stars. It is the stars. Well, we just changed those words. On the mound for the Martins, it's Brian Schlungen. As he is going through his warm-up tosses around the infield. Scott Schlungen over at third. At short tonight, Dan Sargent at second base. Nathan Schlungen over at first base. Scott Leeser in left field. Jalen Arsenault in center field. Matthew Schlungen on right field. Michael Schlungen behind the plate. Kyle Leeser. And on the mound, Brian Schlungen. Martins have used this this lineup a lot this year, Don, putting Kyle Leeser behind the plate as their number two option. And a lot of people might say, well, that definitely does weaken their defense. Well, they added Dan Sargent, and he's done a pretty good job at short form. So we will see here. Winner's bracket game, Taylor Foray into the batter's box. And Brian Schlungen on the mound delivers to Taylor, and the ball low and away, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Pitches low and 2-0. 2-0 the count to Taylor Foray. He'll take high and 3-0.
Tell you, Brian can bring it. Throws good fastball here. I don't know much about his curveball, but I think he's pretty much fastball.
Three balls, no strikes. There's a strike and 3-1. Three balls, one strike. And Foray will follow this one back and out of play. And the count full to Taylor Foray at 3-2. The other winner's bracket game will be played tomorrow morning. As Foray drives this one to right field. There's Schlungen to make the catch out and right. And Michael Schlungen, one out. And to the plate, it's Isaac Knett.
Talking to Teddy Knett, his dad, here prior to our following a game in Richmond, and said he's been putting a lot of time in Isaac has as a baseball player and playing in high school, and now he's going to go off to college. I don't know what sport he's going to play.
At Mankato, he'll play baseball.
He's
a letter of intent.
Said he's been putting in a lot of time honing his skills at baseball, and he does a nice job already.
Knett drills this up the middle past Brian Schlungen, a solid base hit for Isaac Knett.
What a nice stroke.
It is a very nice
swing. Beautiful
swing
for a young man from the left side. You like to see that, don't you? These young kids with a left-handed swing like that, and a swing, as nice a swing as he's got.
Ethan Navratil, too, coming to the plate.
Yes, he's got a beautiful swing. You look at St. Martin with Avery Schmitz and these young guys that are coming up on that side, too, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, Ethan Navratil on farming, Avery Schmitz on St. Martin, both played on last year's Babe Ruth team. And the pitch, too, Ethan is outside of ball 1-0. Yeah, Ethan going to be a sophomore or a junior at Albany High School. And I mean, just a junior getting to bat in the number three spot. Ethan's only going to be a junior.
Oh
yeah,
my goodness.
Isaac Knett's going to college now, but yeah.
Tell you, that's future, isn't it?
It is. It certainly is. And Ethan takes low for a ball and the count 2-0. Looking down to Dale Schrader. See if Schrader wants to do something with Isaac Nett over at first, being held by Scott Leeser. And Navratil drills a shot off the glove of Nathan Schlungen. It rolls off his glove into right field, and that'll be a base hit for Ethan Navratil.
Wow. A couple of well-hit balls here. Nett and Navratil
bring Cody Parade to the plate. So Cody gets to bat with runners at first and second. Schlungen looks back at 2 second and comes home, and Cody Ferre follows it to the screen, and 0-1.
I seen Herman down there in the concession stands. We should probably go down there to have him hold his hands in front of us. The sun is shining so hard. So.
Hermie Schlaper, he's a longtime figure here too at Schlaper Brothers Field. Ferre drives this one down the right field line. Schlungen giving chase in the corner and just foul. It'll bounce out of play. Long strike, 0-2 now, the count to Cody Ferre. One out, two on.
Nice to see Herman here again. He likes to work in the concession stands down there. He's a very personable person with people, and he works quite a bit, a few hours, and he misses a lot of baseball. And talked to him a while ago. He said that would be nice to make more baseball.
0-2, high for a ball in 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Got a score from Region 4, see a little earlier. Painesville lost a tough one today, 1-0. 1-0, the Pirates losing their ball game, and the pitch is high to Cody Ferre, and now 2-2.
Is that an elimination game with Painesville?
You know, I don't know for sure.
Not sure.
Ferre drives it down the right field line, and this one is going to fall in front of Michael Schlungen. Here comes the big turn by Ferre at the plate, and he is safe. Actually, that's Isaac Nett sliding in safe at the plate, and the Flames lead 1-0 on the RBI single by Cody Ferre.
Yeah, it's pretty dusty out here again tonight, isn't it?
Head right off slide. Yeah.
Ooh, lefties, a lot of lefties in this lineup.
And here comes Tyler Schrader to the plate.
He's putting on the old mitt.
Thank you, Kirby. Your glove has gone to farming. Tyler Schrader takes high for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 to count. Runners lead from first and third for the Flames. And the pitch low, and 2-0 now to Tyler Schrader. Brad Mergen on deck. Five of the first six hitters for the Farming Flames, left-handers. Schrader drives this to left center field. Arsenault coming in will make the catch. Tagging is Navratil. Here comes the throw. Not in time. Throw to second by Kyle Leeser. Cody Ferre is going to be tagged out. And that will do it for the Flames here in the first inning. They scored two runs on three hits. There was no errors and no one left on base. We have played a one-half inning. It's Farming 2. St. Martin coming to bat. More Region Baseball on KASM in a minute.
Serving Central Minnesota farmers since 1979, Virgil's Vigorina of Farming has been a helpful friend to many. Virgil's Vigorina offers on-farm delivery and invites you to stop in for products too. They carry a full line of FAMO feeds that play an important part of the diet of your animals and are also a Chevron oil dealer for bulk oils and grease. Virgil and Mary Kaltoff are proud to be a part of the farming community and look forward to serving you with a complete line of FAMO and Hubbard feeds, Chevron oil products, and much more. Call for information at 548-34
Life moves at incredible speed, and when the unthinkable happens and an accident occurs, you need to be able to trust that tomorrow will be a better day. If you find yourself responsible for someone else's injury or property damage, Grinnell Mutual's umbrella coverage can provide additional liability protection that goes beyond your auto, home, and watercraft policies. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Ruth and Gary Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Jill Stang, Donna Coulter, and Maggie Haynes, your local Grinnell Mutual agents in Painesville at Central Minnesota Insurance Agency. Phone 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.
All right, we're back in farming at Schlaper Brothers Field. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. As the Farming Flames have jumped out to a 2-0 lead over St. Martin in their first half of the inning, the Martins will face Adam Winkles, the right-hander. Adam just recently graduated from Albany High School. He's set to go play baseball at St. Cloud State University under Pat Dolan. Winkles taking those warm-up tosses yet, and we'll get things rolling as Cody Foray was tagged out, so he had to put his catcher's equipment back on. It'll be Kyle Leeser, Brian Schlungen, and Nathan Schlungen facing Winkles, the right-hander. Now the Martins, they have Nathan Schlungen as a left-handed hitter, Dan Sargent as a left-handed hitter. Everybody else in that lineup is right-handed. So you would think, just by looking at righty versus righty, Adam Winkles might have the upper hand as Kyle Leeser pops this one up. Shallow right field, out on the grass at second. Isaac Knipp to make the catch for the out. Aaron, I never saw that out in right field.
Yeah.
He never reacted at all off
right.
the bat.
He was looking up, but I don't think he knew the
right.
ball was coming his way.
So Isaac Knipp out on the grass makes the catch. Here comes Brian Schlungen, the Martin pitcher. And the pitch from Adam Winkles is high for a ball, 1-0. The count. Schlungen drives this to center field. Arsenault on the run. He won't get this. One hop off the fence. Schlungen digs for two, and he's going to go in standing with a double. That one was hit well.
Yes, it was. He pulled that ball. It's long gone. Now you can hit it down the lines here at Schlaper Brothers Field. You have a pretty good chance of poking one out.
That will bring a left-handed hitting Nathan Schlungen to the plate. Footer, as he's known. Had a pretty good day today. A couple long fly balls, then picked up an RBI and a hit to left field. And takes outside a ball, 1-0.
You've been doing broadcasting quite a long time with St. Martin and different teams, and how was a bad day when you had Nathan in the lineup? Not too many, no.
And the pitch is high for a ball from Winkles and 2-0. Brian Schlungen out at second with one out.
Makes contact, Nathan. He doesn't strike out a lot. Didn't play much here, what was it, last year?
There's a strike at the knees to Nathan Schlungen, and 2-1. Actually, the last couple years he's
played sparingly.
And I know his son wanted to be a bat boy so bad, and Nathan said, well, if he's going to be bat boy, I'm going to play. 2 balls, 1 strike. Change up on the ground to second. Knipp gobbles it up over to first, 4-3 in the putout, and Brian Schlungen will go to third on the play. So 2 outs, and Dan Sargent will step into the batter's box. Sargent, a left-handed hitter, very open stance, and then he'll step into the pitch as it's delivered. On deck, Matthew Schlungen. Sargent follows this one at the plate, and the count 0-1. Well, it's 1 strike. Winkles has a new baseball. Pitch on the way. A little bit high for a ball and 1-1. We'll have more baseball tomorrow here on KASM. 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. It'll be a winner's bracket game. Sargent takes low for a ball and 2-1. That'll have New Munich.
Lake Henry.
And Lake Henry tomorrow. See some of the Lakers. They have positioned themselves over by the first base dugout. 2 balls, 1 strike to Dan Sargent. Dan Sargent drives this one and foul down the left field line. And the count 2-2. Brian Schlungen over at third with 2 outs.
Kid is scaling the fence into the cemetery.
And the pitch to Sargent outside, and the count full at 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes. 2 outs, the kick and the pitch. Ground ball back up the middle. Taylor Ferre will eat it up over to first, and in time to get Dan Sargent, 6-3 in the putout. No runs, 1 hit. No errors, 1 left on. 1 in the books, Farming 2, St. Martin nothing. More Region 15C baseball action coming up in a minute.
Thinking of buying or selling a home? Please contact Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty. With over 40 agents and 9 office locations, we can service all areas to meet your needs. We also specialize in vacant land, commercial, and lake home sales. Please visit www.centralmnrealty.com or call Matt at 320-420-1295 for all your real estate needs. Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard Feed dealer. Hubbard Feeds are the perfect blend for your dairy rations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and also offer delivery right to your farm. Looking to buy or sell your grains? Talk with Tim for the best prices around. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard Feed dealer, wishes the best of luck to the El Rosa Saints and all the area teams at the Region 15C baseball tournament.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM, Chasm.
And back at Farming, we go to the top of the second inning. 2-0 Farming with the lead over the St. Martin Martins here in a winner's bracket game of Region 15C. Twins leading the Royals 2-1. Nelson Cruz continues his hot ways. A 2-run homer tonight.
Unreal, huh?
Yeah, unreal how hot he is. Here comes Brad Mergen to the plate for the Farming Flames. Pitch coming from Brian Schlungen, low and away, ball one. Brad Mergen with 3 hits in today's ball game earlier on. Schlungen's pitch inside, and 2-0 to Brad Mergen. 2 outs, no strikes. Mergen drives this one foul down the third base line, and the count 2-1. Won the count. Check swing by Brad Mergen and goes to the netting here. And now 2-2. On deck for the Farming Flames, it's Nick Mergen, the left fielder. Mergen drives this to left center field.
Together.
And diving and not able to come up with it is Schlungen. Brad Mergen will leg it out and he'll roll into second base with a double. Mergen stays hot. Yeah, diving out there in the center field was Matthew Schlungen, and he just missed it.
Yes, he did.
So the Flames get the leadoff man on, and here comes left fielder Nick Mergen.
Wrong with Brad over there at second. Dale going out to check on him.
Now, he went in sliding. And I don't know if his back, maybe. He went in sliding feet first, not head first.
Probably got an egg burn.
Yeah, that could easily be. Yeah. Or better known as a raspberry back in the day.
Yeah.
I like that, though, an egg burn.
Egg burn.
Yeah. Here's Nick Mergen at the plate. It's to Mergen, a strike called, an 0-1 Aaron Eink on deck. 2-0, Farming with the lead. Brian Schlungen on the mound, delivers a strike call to Nick Mergen, who had kind of squared to bunt, and then he pulled back. And now the count 0-2 to Nick Mergen. Schlungen's pitch, Mergen chops it foul. Not seeing Nick really choke up on the bat at all. Trying to put it in play, but no, he takes a full cut at it. 0-2, the count to Nick. Flames with four hits off of Brian Schlungen. Top of the second inning, 2-0 Farming. Mergen drives this one to left field. Fading back a bit is Jalen Arsenal. He'll make the catch for the out and ball back into the infield. One down and Aaron Eich to the plate.
Medium depth.
Medium depth. Yep, medium depth. Aaron Eich hit the ball hard today. Hit a double in his first at bat off of Matt Imdick. One on, one out. Eich takes high for a ball, and 1-0. One ball, no strikes. There's a strike right down the middle, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Eich swings and misses. There's strike two, 1-2. Well, we thank Don and Mary Heinen for spending their anniversary with us here on the radio today. And 45 years, congratulations.
Thank you.
Eich takes high for a ball, 2-2. I think your wife Mary said earlier that at about, 1:30 or so, they were serving chicken and ham or something like that and back in the day. Yeah.
Yeah, that was in August.
That was in August, yeah. Eich swings and misses for strike three.
Oh, that'd be good, wouldn't it?
Chicken and ham just does sound good right now.
Yes, it does.
Austin Arsenal will step up to the plate. Austin DH4 in the earlier ball game today gets the bat in this one. Brad Mergen still at second now with two outs, and Arsenal will follow it back and out of play. And the count at 0-1 to Austin Arsenal.
Well, it would have been my preference at our wedding. It would have been hot dogs.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
been, but,
I'm a chicken and ham guy. I love
Mary's mom, bless her heart, she put a stop to that.
Put a kibosh on hot dogs. Pitches high to Austin Arsenal and 1-1. Smart lady,
yeah.
Ed Rose. Pitches inside a ball, now 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Two outs. Kick in the pitch, and Arsenal swings and misses, and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Mergen takes that lead at second with two down, and Arsenal swings and misses. He's out on strikes, and that'll do it for the Flames in the second. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. 1.5 innings, Farming 2. St. Martin nothing. More to come in a minute on KFM.
Stearns County Baseball in the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agricultural, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be, contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank. Customer service is their priority, with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Serving Central Minnesota customers for years, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, LLC, is ready to go to work on your new and remodeling projects. As an authorized Pro Partner Rheem dealer, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident with what Rheem delivers in the form of heat pumps, air conditioners, and furnaces. Visit Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning at www.gilkplumbing.com and learn more about Rheem products. For all your comfort needs, better get Gilk.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Back at Schlaper Brothers Field in Farming, it is the bottom of the second inning. And for the St. Martin Martins, middle of their order, Matthew Schlungen, Scott Schlungen, and Scott Leeser. They'll face right-hander Adam Winkles. Two runs, four hits, no errors for the Flames, and no runs, a hit, no errors for the Martins. Schlungen will take high for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Winkles delivers, a strike at the knees. And 1-1. to be another gorgeous night. That sun setting off in the west. There's a strike called, and 1-2. Last night we played with overcast skies and got the beautiful sunset at the very end. Tonight it's full sun, and the curveball, strike three. Matthew Schlung and caught looking.
Wow, that was a beautiful curveball by Winkles.
He hasn't thrown a lot of those yet, has he? That'll bring Scott Schlung into the plate. Nothing, Farming with the lead, and the pitch to Scott Schlungen is inside a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes, and Schlungen drives us to right field. Ehrenine coming hard, diving, and not able to come up with it. Schlungen's going to dig for second, the throw, and safe at second, as Ferre couldn't hang on to it, so... Just a hustle play by Scott Schlungen to get himself in scoring position. And I think that's just going to be a hit all the way around. Yeah, we'll score that a hit all the way around.
Two chances.
Yeah,
first
two opportunities.
Pops out of his glove and the tag at him in second base. He pops out of his glove.
A good try by, hit a lot farther. And Ink really had to come hard. Here comes Scott Leeser to the plate. Nice scoop by Cody Ferre.
It does look like they're playing deep in right field, too, but I don't think they are they?
No, but it's only 3:05, so it's
that's true, yeah.
You got to take that into consideration in that corner.
Probably playing 275, maybe, 270,
As Leeser swings and misses for a strike in 1-1. One ball, one strike. One out. Scott Schlungen at second. Winkles pitch, and Leeser will follow this one back and out of play. And the count now, one ball, two strikes to Scotty Leeser. Jalen Arsenault on deck. The 1-2 pitch coming. Fastball missing high, and the count 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Winkles looks back to second, and the breaking ball. Leeser swings and misses. That is a good breaking ball, isn't it?
Oh, that was a beautiful curveball.
Wow.
Scotty Leeser out on his front foot on that one.
I'm going to bring Jalen Arsenault up to the plate. Two outs. Still that base runner, Scott Schlungen, out at second. And Winkles delivers the breaking ball in the dirt.
See, these hitters, the runner on their first instinct is to pick that ball up, you know, when it falls in front by their feet.
Oh, sure.
Bounces away from the catcher and...
One ball, no strikes to Jalen Arsenault. And a swing and a miss by Arsenault. Strike one. One ball, one strike to count. Had a nice conversation with A.J. Hadley, Johnny Leeser, after the Richmond and Numidic game today, and just talking about regions in the future and what communities are going to get them. We're headed to Greenwald next year. Here's a tapper on the ground to second. Isaac Nett up with it. He'll throw it to first. 4-3 on the putout, and that'll do it for the Martins. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. We play two. It's Farming 2, St. Martin nothing. Region 15C baseball action on KASM. We're back in a minute.
Opening soon, Shady's Silver St. Martin. Plus, they have Shady's Golden Eagle in Bertram, Shady's Railside in Rice, Shady's Hometown Tavern in Albany, Shady's Bar and Grill in New Munich, and Shady's Long Shots in Cold Spring. Long Shots, running pitcher of domestic beer and wing bar, $15. New Munich Shady's has daily lunch buffet and DJ Saturday nights. Shady's, wishing the best of luck to all the area teams.
For all of your excavating needs, give BNS Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tilling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to the area teams in this year's baseball tournament.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Top of the third inning, Taylor Foray, the leadoff hitter for the Farming Flames, facing Brian Schlangen. The pitch to Foray, a strike right at the knees in 0-1. Foray nipped in Navratil. 2-0 Farming lead. Pitch in the dirt. That'll bounce by Kyle Leeser and the count at 1-1. One ball, one strike. Brian Schlangen. His shirt had become untucked, so he's just tucking that back in. Ball and a strike. The Schlangen pitch. Foray drives this to right field. That's hit fairly well. Michael Schlangen fading back in, makes the catch for the out. C.J. Crone. Back in the lineup tonight to has homered, and the Twins take a 3-2 lead in the third. Nice.
I think she had said that one guy had hit two homers for they play in the Royals.
The KC Royals. You bet. Isaac Nett at the plate, and Nett 1-for-1 tonight, had a base hit in his first at-bat.
I think he only hit one.
The kick, the pitch, the breaking ball from Brian Schlung, and that's a beauty, and 0-2 now to Isaac Nett. Balls, two strikes. And Nett scorches this one foul down the third baseline. And the count at 0-2 yet. The balls, two strikes. Ethan Navratil on deck. Schlangen has the sign from Kyle Leeser. The breaking ball, low and in the dirt, and the count 1-2.
Did you ever hear how many baseballs they use in the Major League Baseball game now? Did you catch that here a couple weeks ago, what they said? I thought they said like 18 dozen that
they rub down before every
they
game.
They get ready, yes.
Yeah.
And it used to be, I thought they said 12.
Yeah. Two balls, two strikes. Schlangen delivers and fouled at the plate by Isaac Nett, and the count stays 2-2. Well, you look at Don. I mean, those pitchers, any ball that goes in the dirt as they're throwing, they usually throw it out.
Right.
Yeah.
And if they don't like the feel of it, as a brand new one, they throw it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
We should just go down there and take all their ones they throw away.
It's funny you mention that, because I was actually thinking that here a couple days ago when. All these extra inning games. The Twins had a 17-inning game, an 18-inning game, and it's like, okay, so what happens if you run out of baseballs? I don't think the umpires are rubbing any down between innings. Here's Nett driving it to center field, and that one jumped off the bat to the fence and gone. Danny Ray saying he called it here in the press box, and Isaac Nett that ball just jumps off his bat, has given the Flames a 3-0 lead on a solo home run here in the third. That
smile on his face.
Well,
cool.
Going to bring Ethan Navratil to the plate. That was hit over about the 330.
It was, yes, it was.
And Navratil fouls this one over our heads. And the count 0-1. The ball, it's one strike. Kyle Leeser throwing down the sign for Brian Schlangen. Navratil, ground ball to first. Scotty Leeser up with it. He'll run it to the bag, the unassisted put out. Two outs. Cody Ferreira to the plate. Cody had a base hit in his first at-bat tonight. 3-0, Farming with the lead in the third. Pitch is inside for ball, 1-0. Tyler Schrader on deck. The 1-0 pitch, high again, and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Schlangen's pitch, and Frey follows it back and out of play. The count, 2-1.
Winner of this game will play next Friday night.
And that will be a play-in game for a state tournament bid against the winner of tomorrow's 11 o'clock game.
Lake Henry, New Munich. Game 5 loser here will play next Saturday at 11 o'clock.
Cody Ferre swings and misses the count now at 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Brian Schlangen delivers, and Ferre pops this one and falling out of play down the right field line. Count stays 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Brian delivers again in a swing and a miss. Cody chases the high fastball. He's out on strikes. That'll do it for the Flames here in the third. They come up with one run. One hit, not the home run by Nett. No errors and no one left on base. We played 2.5, Farming 3. St. Martin, nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
If you are driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in downtown Farming. Leo has been making his customers' vehicles look like showroom new again for many years. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo and Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730.
Where you save and spend impacts your community. At Falcon National Bank, we believe that when our communities are strong, it creates an amazing ripple effect throughout the lives of the people who live there. Strong communities provide local businesses with a richer foundation to grow and gives local citizens a more vibrant environment to work, play, and thrive. Allow us to help you keep your money close to home. Come visit us at Falcon National Bank in 5 locations: Richmond, St. Cloud, Foley, Hamlake, and Isanti, and at falconnational.com. No matter the need, you can bank on us. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
All right, welcome back to Schlaper Brothers Field in Farming, Region 15C baseball. This is a winner's bracket game between the Farming Flames and St. Martin Martins, 3-0. Farming with the lead for the Martins here in the third. It'll be Michael Schlangen, the number 9 hitter, then back to the top of the order, Kyle Leeser and Brian Schlangen. Well, we've got them listening to us behind the barbershop in Richmond tonight. They are lined up behind the barbershop on picnic tables listening to Region 15C baseball.
Nobody on top the hardware store tonight?
Nope. Jason stayed off the hardware store tonight, a little safer.
Just guys, let you know behind the barbershop, Randy and I are both looking to get a haircut here soon. So
you bet. Ronnie Schreifels will do it. 1-0, the count to Michael Schlangen. And the pitch inside of all, and 2-0.
I think you and I are going to have a little bit longer hair if we get a Ronnie tackle him, aren't we?
That's right. 2 balls, no strikes. Pitch a call, strike, and 2-1. Got him listening all over the country to Region 15C baseball. Change up by Adam Winkle. It's a little bit low and inside in the count now, 3-1 with Kyle Leeser on deck. 3 balls, 1 strike. Winkle's pitch, a foul at the plate. That goes to the backstop in the count, full 3-2.
your daughter Kelly walks by us after that last game in Richmond. She says, "Why don't you guys, you and Randy, come on over to our house tonight and we'll listen to the game." Well, apparently that ain't going to work.
We'll just make it up. 3 balls, 2 strikes. The pitch in Schlungen bloops this one foul over by the first base dugout. Count at 3-2. 3-2 the count. Adam Winkles takes some time looking down. Michael Schlungen calls for time, and he'll get it from the home plate umpire. Looks like Kelly is making a bid to be in next year's Lake Wobegon Trail Parade on the 4th of July. She could just appear in it. And strike 3 called. Schlungen gets caught looking. One out. And it's Kyle Leeser to the plate. Of course, those that don't know about the Lake Wobegon Trail Parade, we had our 7th annual parade this year already. Brad Melke and I do it every 4th of July, and it's quite the parade. It is a virtual parade, yes, but it's very virtually real. As Leeser slaps one foul and the count 1-1, he breaks his bat. He'll have to go get some new lumber.
Well, the Twins are got a 3-run homer from Polanco now, so they had 3 home runs in this game already.
That 2019 edition of the Minnesota Twins can hit the ball.
Ooh, that's fun to watch.
1-1 the count to Kyle Leeser. You know, back in the day, Don, when you went to the bat rack and got another bat after breaking one, it was usually a Harmon Killebrew one, or
I know Jackie Robinson.
Yours was Jackie Robinson. The pitch low for a ball to Leeser in 2-1.
Nellie Fox.
Bob Allison.
Yeah, Al Kaline.
Al Kaline. Danny Ray brought up Al Kaline, you bet.
Oh, yeah.
So hey, those players,
skinny hands.
What did they have to do to get their names on bats? You know, that was...
That's kind of like you getting a bobblehead.
Wow. Wow, he's been drinking some smart water or something, I think. That's a very good comeback, though, Don. 3 balls, 2 strikes to count to Kyle Leeser.
Well, I meant that in a nice way.
I know
it's always deserved. Yeah, you know, you really look at that. Who was all the names that were on the bats? We mentioned Killebrew, Allison, Kaline.
Leeser drives it to right field, and that's going to drop in front of Aaron Eink for a base hit. Aaron wasn't going to even attempt to maybe make a dive at it. It just wasn't hit high enough. And the Flames pick up their 3rd hit tonight. They had a double by Brian Schlungen in the first, a single by Scott Schlungen in the second, and now Kyle Leeser a single here in the 3rd. Brian Schlungen to the plate. He sent that double to the right center field gap. Leeser on at first, and the pitch in the dirt, and 1-0. You can just about be guaranteed, Don, that Kyle Leeser is going to take off sometime here in this at bat.
I don't think so.
Three to nothing, Farming with the lead here in the bottom of the 3rd. Adam Winkle's pitch. That's high for a ball.
Adam hasn't been in the stretch often yet tonight, has he?
No, 2 balls, no strikes the count. Once every inning.
Once every inning.
Pitch is low and 3.
You're right. Was it the first part of the inning or the last part?
That's right. That's right. Yeah. 3-0 the count to Brian Schlungen with Nathan Schlungen on deck. Winkles taking some time, works from the stretch, and delivers high, 4. So a 4-pitch walk to Brian Schlungen puts runners at 1st and 2nd with 1 out, and it'll bring Nathan Schlungen to the plate.
Cruz hits another home run for the Twins.
Wow.
7-2 Twins.
Wow,
it's unreal.
So years ago when I was playing, when we first started, I was pretty young, you know, we didn't have dugouts. We just had planks and cement blocks, you know, that
sure.
You had on, you're out in the open. And what you did then was you didn't have pine tar and all this fancy crap, you know, and you went like I watched Freddie Muggins and a few of the guys I played with. They just went down to the end of the cement block, and they just took the handle of that bat and just rubbed it up and down the cement block on the rough edge and roughed up that handle.
Ooh.
Yeah, really.
Just to get a little better grip on it.
Sure.
Comes Nathan Schlungen to the plate. Runners at first and second. One out. And Nathan takes a strike called 0-1. On deck, Dan Sargent. 0-1 the count. Nathan Schlungen, good guy to hit and run with. Good contact hitter. Winkle's pitch. High for a ball and 1-1.
Watch Nathan at this at bat here. He follows every pitch right back into the catcher's mitt. His eyeballs are just moving back and forth.
One ball, one strike. Winkle's just glaring back at second. He comes home. Wow, that pitch missing. And look out, two balls and a strike to Nathan Schlungen. Two on the count. Winkle's quick pitch there, and now 3-1. Like he almost lost his footing on that pitch. He tried to work a little quicker. 3-1 the count. Kyle Leeser at second, Brian Schlungen at first. Winkle's pitch. There's a strike called, and the count full at 3-2.
Nathan making Winkle's throw here. Throw some pitches in this inning.
3-2 the count. The runners go. Pitch is fouled off. And the count at 3-2 yet. Jimmy Arsenault making a nice play over in the first base coach box. Our coaches have been pretty good as far as coming up with the
they have
today.
At least they're knocking them down. Yeah, you wait till one comes hard.
That's right. 3-2 the count to Nathan Schlungen. Now, the runners were off on that pitch. See what they do again. Adam Winkle's his pitch and a swing and a miss. Wow. Put a little extra gas on that one. He got Nathan Schlungen on strikes, two out.
Nathan was going to tie this game up with that swing.
Four strikeouts for Adam Winkle's.
A mighty cut at it.
Dan Sargent to the plate. Dan bounced to short in his only at-bat tonight. We're in the bottom of the third. 3-0 Farming leading St. Martin. And Sargent pops this one up to left field.
Tough play.
Going out for a coming in is the Flames left fielder. That's Nick Mergen. And Nick makes the catch for the out. And that'll do it for St. Martin. They strand two. No runs. A hit. No errors. Two left on. We played three, Farming three, St. Martin nothing. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
Scooters Trucking in El Rosa is your trucking service for all your grain and feed hauling. Give Scott Linares a call to set up your trucking for grain and feed. Phone him at 320-250-4527. That's 320-250-4527. Scooters Trucking in El Rosa. Scooters Trucking wish the very best to all the area teams and the El Rosa Saints.
Albany Chrysler Dodge Ram is excited to launch our all-new vehicle delivery program. Hi everyone, it's Colin, and we want to make shopping for your next new or pre-owned vehicle easy. We understand that finding time to shop for your next vehicle purchase can be challenging, and that's why we want to make sure we cater to all of our customers' needs. Call us today to see if you're eligible to have your next new ride dropped off at your front door. Albany Chrysler Dodge Ram, home of the free 5-state delivery, just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com.